This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vesechtes Orla Perik Aleph Mishnah Aleph Hanoiteya Lisiyag Ula Kairis Pater Min HaOrla. The laws of Orla apply only to trees planted to grow fruit. If a person plants trees as a border to his property or to produce lumber, then the laws of Orla do not apply to their fruit. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Afilu Omar Hapenimi Lemaichel, Vahachitzain Lesiog, Hapenimi Chayiv, Vahachitzain Pater. Rabbi Yossi said that even if he intends for one side of a tree to produce fruit and the other side to serve as a border, the fruit side is obligated in Orla, and the border side is exempt. Sand Mishnah Aleph. Mesechtes Orla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Eis, Shebo Avaseinu La'aretz, Matza Natua, Pater. The trees that had already been planted when Bnei Yisrael first arrived in Eretz Yisrael were exempt from Orla. Natui Afal Pi Shelo Kivshu Chayov. Anything planted after that, whether by a Yid or a Goy, even before they conquered the land, was obligated. Hanoteya L'Rabim Chayuv. If a person plants a tree in his own property for public use, it is still obligated in Orla. Reb Yehuda Paiter, Reb Yehuda said it is exempt. Hanoteya B'Rishus HaRabim V'Hanochwi Shenota V'Hagazlan Shenota V'Hanoteya B'Svina V'Ha'oyla Me'elav Chayuv Bo'Orla. A tree planted in a public area, or a tree planted by a guy, or a tree planted on stolen property, or a tree planted on a boat made of porous earthenware so it could grow, or a tree that grew by itself in a settled area is obligated in Orla. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Mesechtes Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ilan Sheneka Vasela Imai. If a tree is uprooted together with the earth around its roots, Shetafu Nahar Vasela Imai, or swept away by a river together with its earth, Imyacha Lechyais Pater. If it could live from that earth without being replanted, then even after it's replanted, it is exempt from having to count the Arla years again from the beginning. The Imlav Chayov, if it could not live without being replanted, it is obligated to start the count anew. Nekar Hasela Mitzidai, if the earth next to a tree is dug out, O Shizizatoi Amachresha, or unearthed by a plow, O Shizizoi Vaasoi Ka'ofer, or broken up by hand, leaving the roots exposed, Im Yochel Lechyais Pater. As long as the tree could still survive without adding more earth, then it is exempt from starting the count anew. V'imlav Chayiv. If not, it is obligated to start the count anew. That's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Mesechtes Orla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Ilan Sheneka V'Nishtar B'Yishayrish Pater. If a tree was uprooted and even one root remained attached to the earth, it is exempt to start the count anew. V'kama yehei ha-shayrish, Rabban Gamliel Aymer, Mishum Reb Elias ben Yehuda ish bar taisa, kemachat shel mitun. How thick must that root be? So Rabban Gamliel said in the name of Reb Elias ben Yehuda of bar taisa, that the root must be as thick as the needle used by weavers to stretch a garment. That's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Mesechtes Orla, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Ilan Shenekar Ubay Brecha, Vuchaya Mimena, Chazar Hazakena, Liyais Kabrecha. If the branch of a tree is buried into the ground to grow a fresh new tree, and the original tree was then uprooted from the earth and now gets its sustenance from the replanted new fresh tree. Then the early years must be counted again from the beginning, both for the old tree and for the sapling, the newly planted branch. They wanted to grow a new tree. Hibricha shana achashana v'nifsaka mayna mishaa shenifsaka. If the sapling, which is the new tree that grew from the replanted branch from the old tree, then grows into a tree itself, and now its branches are buried into the ground to produce another generation of saplings, and this goes on year after year, and then the first sapling is cut off from the original old tree, then all the additional saplings, the newly planted trees from the branch, start counting their early years anew and fresh from that point. Sipuk hagefanim, if the branch of a grapevine is grafted onto another vine without cutting it from the original vine, the sipuk achabe sipuk, and then another branch from there is again grafted, afal pi shev richon ba'aretz mutter, even if the branch runs under the earth, which means it's getting its sustenance from three sources, from the original vine to which it is still connected, it's getting from the earth and the new vine to which it was grafted, it is exempt from counting the early years anew. Remeir aimer makam shekoicha yafa mutter, umakam shekoicha ra aser. Remeir said that this is true only if the grafted branches draw well from the original vine. If not, they must count their early years from the beginning. Recha shenifsika v'hi meleis peiros im haisev b'mosayim aser. If a branch with fruit was cut off and grafted elsewhere, where the fruit continued to grow, if they added 1/200 to their original size, they become forbidden, since the new growth is arla, which is batel, in a ratio of 1/200. That's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Netia shel arla, v'shel klai hakerem, shenis arvu b'netiyos, harezeh lo yilkait. If an arla, or kelayim, saplings, got mixed among other saplings, none of the trees may be harvested, since there is no bittel for trees attached to the ground. V'im lokat yalo pe'echad umosayim. If they harvested, then the forbidden fruit become bottle in a ratio of 1/200. Ubelvad shelo yiskaven lilkite, provided that they were not picked with intention of making them bottle. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, af yiskaven lilkite v'ya'ale pe'echad umosayim. Rabbi Yosi said that one may pick them with intention of making them bottle in 1/200. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. He'olim, leaves, v'halulavim, soft branches, u'me gefanim, vine sap, u'smodar, or grape flowers, mutarim, ba'orla, u'berivai, u'banazir. These things are permitted in Revai and to a Nazir, as well as of Arla, which applies only to the fruit of the tree. It does not include leaves, soft branches, vine sap, or any grape flowers, which is not considered the fruit of the tree. Va'asurim bo'ashera. However, if they are taken from an idolatrous tree, they are forbidden. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Hasemodar Usser Mipnei Shuhu Peri. Rabbi Yosi said that the prohibition of Orla and Nazir do apply to grape flowers, since they are like fruit. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Hamamid Bisraf Ha'orla Asir. Reb Eliezer forbade the sap of orla trees and added that if it was used to turn milk into cheese, the cheese is forbidden. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Shomati Befeirush, Shahamamid Bisraf He'olim Ubisraf Ho'ikarim Mutter. Rabbi Yoshua received an explicit tradition stating that if cheese is made using sap from the leaves or trunk of Orla, it is permitted. Bisraf Hapagim Osir Mipnei Shehem Peri. If it is made using the juice of unripe fruit, it is forbidden since the juice is part of the fruit. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, on koklos, grapes that fell off before they were a third grown, v'hachatzanim, grape peels, v'hazagim, grape seeds, v'hatemed shalohem, temed, a drink made by pouring water over squeezed grapes or wine sediment, klipe rimein v'hanetz shaloi, pomegranate peels or flowers, klipe egoizim, nut shells, v'hagarinim, and fruit seeds, asurim ba'orla, are prohibited due to orla, uba'ashera, or idolatrous trees, ubanazir, and as well as to another, umutarim berivoy. However, the prohibition of revoy does not apply to them, since revoy applies only to that which is fit to eat. Vehanoivlois, fruit that falls off before it is fully grown, but after it is one-third grown. Kulan asurais, is forbidden in all these restrictions, including revoy, and that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Orla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Naitian Yichur Shel Orla, the Ein Naitian Egoiz Shel Orla, Mimneishu Peri. One may benefit from the wood of an orla tree, but not from its fruit. So Rabbi Yosi said that one may plant the branch of an orla tree, but not its nut, since a nut is considered a fruit. The Ein Markivin Bakaf Niyais Shel Orla. One may not plant the branch of an orla tree if it has flowers growing from it. Rabbi Yosi here follows his own opinion as above, that a flower is considered like a fruit. And that's the end of Mishnah Tes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.